and then the call from Terry Patterson. Lindsay ran the tape again. "This is terrible. They cleaned us out. They took everything. I'm ruined. Ruined! Oh, my God. Call me back right away. Please!" Well, yes, but Lindsay wanted to look at Terry Patterson's policy first. Forewarned is forearmed. Knowledge is power. It all sounds corny, but that's the way to get ahead. Cleaned out. Ruined. A household policy? Young married? Burglary? Lindsay queried the computer, but there was no household policy in Terry Patterson's name. Automobile? Some upwardly mobile high-techie? They like to buy expensive cars, BMWs and Nissan 300ZXs, and load them with fancy stereos, tape decks, and CD players. Nothing. Lindsay sighed and called up the database. If Patterson wasn't the policyholder, it was probably a commercial policy. He told the computer to search for Patterson's name as responsible party. Ms. Wilbur arrived. Lindsay looked up from the display screen, noted the time, and waited for the usual explanation about traffic. Ms. Wilbur said, "I'm sorry I'm late, Bart. I couldn't help it." She opened the closet, took off her jacket, and hung it inside. She walked over to Mr. Coffee and smiled faintly. "Smells good." At least she'd called him Bart, not Hobo. His mother had named him Hobart, one of the worst names invented in the annals of man. He'd given up long ago trying to get Ms. Wilbur to call him Mr. Lindsay, but at least she used the preferred version of his first name. He hated Hobo almost as much as he hated Hobart. She poured herself a cup and sat at her desk. She rewound the cassette on the answermate and started through the calls again. "Oh, poor Mrs. Candless died," she said. "Don't you want to handle this yourself, Bart?" He told her he'd have handled it himself if he'd wanted to handle it himself. Ms. Wilbur sniffed and picked up the phone, presumably to call Mr. Candless. Well, certainly they were supposed to be warm and human and caring. That's what the training courses teach, and that's what International Surety's ad campaigns emphasize. All right, but there's such a thing as professionalism, too. And if there's one thing Lindsay took pride in, it was his professionalism. "Do you know a Terry Patterson?" he asked Ms. Wilbur. Ms. Wilbur frowned and started murmuring condolences into the phone. Good gosh, the man was going to collect, let the relatives offer handkerchiefs. International Security was going to send money. Without putting down the phone, Ms. Wilbur scribbled "Comic Cavalcade" on a memo slip and shoved it toward Bart. Lindsay started to get annoyed. Then he realized that it wasn't a comment. It was the account that Patterson had called about. Lindsay looked back at the glowing display. The computer had found Terry Patterson, and the account information appeared on the monitor screen. It was a store called Comic Cavalcade. Terry Patterson was listed as sole proprietor. He hadn't even incorporated, in this day and age. There was an address in Berkeley and a phone number. Berkeley! Bart found himself hoping he could settle this pipsqueak claim without having to go to Patterson's place of business. A comic book store in Berkeley? Lindsay hated comic books and everything to do with them. And Berkeley, well, everyone knows that town and what it's filled with. Drug pushers, hippies, rich university students, yuppies, homosexuals, and communists. And then there were the bad guys.